You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, mighty Counselor, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is trust in the Lord. My scripture is Proverbs 3, 1 through 8, which states, My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. My text is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which states, Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. We must be constant to our duty, because that is the way to be happy. We must live a life of dependence upon God, because that is the way to be safe. The address to my son is an appeal for living in light of the fear of the Lord in all respects, cultivation of faithfulness and humility. We are here taught to live a life of communion with God. And without controversy, great is thy mystery of godliness and of great consequence to us, and will be of unspeakable advantage. We must have a continual regard to God's precepts. We must, number one, fix God's law and his commandments as our rule, by which we will in everything be ruled and which we will yield obedience. We must acquaint ourselves with them, for we cannot be said to forget that which we never knew. Number three, we must remember them so that they may be ready to us whenever we have occasion to use them. Number four, our wills and affections must be subject to them and must in everything conform to them. Not only our heads, but our hearts must keep God's commandment in them as in the ark of the testimony. Both the tables of the law must be deposited. To encourage us to submit ourselves to all the restraints and injunctions of the divine law, we are assured in verse 2 that it is the certain way to long life and prosperity. Number one, it is the way to be long-lived. God's commandments shall add to us length of days to a good, useful life on earth. They shall add an eternal life in heaven, length of days forever and ever. Psalm 21:4 states, He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it to him, even length of days forever and ever. But because length of days may possibly become a burden and a trouble, it is promised to that it shall prove the way to be easy too, so that even the days of old age shall not be evil days, but days in which thou shalt have pleasure. Peace shall they be continually adding to thee. As grace increases, peace shall increase, and the increase of Christ's government and peace, in the heart as well as in the world, there shall be no end. Great and growing peace have those that love the law. We must have a continual regard to God's promises, which go along with his precepts, and are to be received and retained with them. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. God's mercy is promising, and his truth in performing. Do not forfeit these, but live up to them, and preserve thy interest in them. Do not forget these, but live upon them, and take the comfort of them. Bind them about thy neck as the most graceful ornament. It is the greatest honor we are capable of in this world, to have an interest in the mercy and truth of God. Write them upon the table of thine heart, as dear to thee, thy portion, and most delightful entertainment. Take a pleasure in applying them and thanking them over, or it may be meant of the mercy and truth, which are our duty, dutifulness, and sincerity, charity towards men, faithful towards God. Let them be fixed and commanding principles to thee, to encourage us to do this. We are assured that this is the way to recommend ourselves both to our Creator and fellow man. So shall thou find favor and good understanding. Number one, a good man seeks the favor of God in the first place. Is ambitious of the honor of being accepted of the Lord, and he shall find that favor, and with it a good understanding. God will make the best of him and put a favorable construction upon what he says and does. He shall be owned as one of wisdom's children, and shall have praise with God, as one having that great good understanding which is ascribed to all those that do his commandments. Number two, he wishes to have favor with men also, as Christ had found in Luke 2:52, which states, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man, to be accepted of the multitude of his brethren, and that he shall have, they shall understand him aright. And in his dealings with them, he shall appear to be wise, shall act intelligently and with discretion. He shall have good success, or the common effect of good understanding." Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Jesus was crucified on the cross for our sins. While on the cross, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, "I thirst." Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. But after 3 days, he arose from the dead, with all powers in his hands. Because he loves us so much, let us be obedient to his word. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good day, my friends, and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with Minister David Michael. Today's topic is death to die is gain. Most of us know what it means to be stunned by the sudden passing of a dedicated friend, a mother, father, son, daughter, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, or a godly pastor. We have stood at the open grave with warm tears running down our cheeks and have asked in utter bewilderment, "Why, O God? Why?" We know the impact these people made, and we can't help but think of the good they might have continued to do had they lived longer. Although we will surely miss our loved ones, we must remember that the death of the righteous is no accident. Do you think that God, whose watchful vigil notes the sparrows fall and knows the number of hairs on our heads, would turn on one of his children in the hour of peril? With him, there are no accidents, no tragedies, and no catastrophes as far as his children are concerned. It was Sir Walter Scott who asked, "Is death the last sleep?" No, it is the final awakening. That is true for every believer in Christ. Even when grief overwhelms us or confusion assails us, we still can trust God's all-knowing love. When we are grieving the loss of a loved one, we are not alone. Our Heavenly Father understands our sadness, yet we can find joy if we keep the right perspective and remember He has a wonderful eternity planned for each believer. Remember, all of us have violated God's divine law and fall short of His glory. But the good news is that God loved you so much that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus, who died between two criminals, was buried in a borrowed tomb. But early on the third day, He arose with all power in His hands so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, trust and obey His word, and thank God for your hope of salvation in Christ. Stay encouraged, my beloved, and keep looking up. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
Let's worship.